special moment for both of us, and we're really happy that you're here to share these feelings and memories with us.
We're not going to get too fancy tonight. Certainly not any fancier than we got way back when.
Ian and I really started performing together at a place called the Village Corner Club, now defunct, of course, many years. And we did something which was kind of unheard of in those years. We rehearsed a lot, and we were the top group in Toronto. So being very young and naive, we decided that it was time to hit the big time. So what did we do? We piled into a car and drove down to New York looking for a manager.
We went to see Mr. Grossman, and he had just taken on Peter, Paul, and Mary. He had Odetta and a great blues singer by the name of Jimmy Witherspoon. And he said he didn't know whether he'd be able to take us on because of the Peter, Paul, and Mary thing, but he finally decided he would. Because when he took on Bob Dylan, about 2 years after that, he really got busy.
Some of the artists we worked with in the 60s were Bob Dylan, of course, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Joan Baez, Judy Collins, just about everybody who was anybody at that point we worked with at one point or another, including a lot of the comics, Bill Cosby we worked with.
I guess we were certainly in the top three or four folk acts in North America.
Loving, really living, without it. You ain't living, boy. You're just getting up each day and walking around. Your world is crying now, my friend. Give it love and it will mend and teach you all the music to the loving sound.
Oh, the loving sound.
Loving. Really living, without it, you ain't living, boy. You're just getting up each day and walking around. Your world is crying now, my friend. Give it love and it will mend and teach you all the music to the loving sound. Search goes on for dollars, and the work goes on for dimes. And the young ones that chase the rainbow, the old folks think of younger times. You may never catch a rainbow, ah, but love may come to you. So hold it close, don't let it fade. You're a loser if you. Without it, you ain't living, boy. You're just getting up each day and walking around. Your world is crying out, my friend. Give it love and it will mend and teach you all the music to the loving side.
It's time to call on an old and dear friend. This lady took this song of mine and made it real famous, and I sure thank her for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Someday Soon, and Miss Judy Collins. Bring her on.
There's a young man that I know. He's turned 21. Comes from down in southern Colorado. He's just out on the service. He's looking for his fun. Someday soon, going with him. Someday soon.
They can't stand him, 'cause he works the rodeo. come the call. My pa ain't got a good word to say. I'll bet that he's just as wild in his younger days. Blow it on and order, blow my love to me. He's diving in tonight from California. He loves his damn old rodeo as much as he loves me. Someday soon, going with him, someday soon.
I was riding in a car some years ago and with Stephen Stills, and we were working on an album of mine, and he started humming the melody to Someday Soon, and he said, do you know that? I said, everybody knows that. That's a classic song. He said, why don't we make a record of it? So that week, we recorded Someday Soon, and Ian says that it's helped a lot on the ranch, you know, paid for a lot of cattle feed and helped him through a hard winter or two. And it's helped me a lot. A song gives a lot back.
When he comes to call, my boy ain't got a good word to say. I guess it's 'cause he was just as wild in his early days.
So blow.
Another favorite.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And welcome to this marvel. Isn't this an extraordinary night? Isn't this beautiful and wonderful? And this is a song that was written by another Canadian writer, a marvelous writer named Joni Mitchell.
Rows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air. Everywhere I've looked at clouds that way, and now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. Tizzy dancing where you feel when every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, and now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. to say I love you. Write out loud dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way, and now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads and they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained.
The folk era actually went into somewhat of a decline the minute the Beatles hit, which was actually mid-60s. That really meant that rock and roll and pop music took over the position that folk music had begun to have. And that's really when we started doing a lot of television work.
The television show started in 1970. It ran for 5 years. And then I wanted to get back to ranching and get back to being able to cowboy before I got too old to do it. I took a walk from the Ian Tyson show. There, it got pretty lean after that. But what the final decision that I, as I recall, was Sylvia and I had were living separately at that point. We weren't divorced, but we're not living together. And I could not get a booking at the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto, which was a place that I had drawn very, very good crowds for a number of years, and they wouldn't hire me. And forced the decision on my part to leave.
When first unto this country a stranger I came, and that courted fair maiden, Nancy was her name. I courted her for love, and her love I didn't obtain. Do you think I've any reason or right to complain?
Ian and Sylvia, I wish I could be there where you are tonight, but I can't be. So I wish you good luck anyway, and hope to see you soon.
I rode to see my Nancy, I rode both night and day, till I noticed a stallion both white looking and gray. The sheriff's men had followed and they'd overtaken me, and they carted me away to the penitentiary. They opened up the door and then they shoved me in, and they shaved off my head and then they cleared off my chin. They beat me and they banged me and they fed me on dry beans, till I wished to my own heart I'd never been a thief.
He was so gorgeous, and she was so pretty. It was inconceivable to me that two people could be so gorgeous and sing good too.
With my hands all in my pockets, my cap set on so bold, and my coat of all colors like Jacob's of old. When first unto this country a stranger I came,
was her name.
Right now I'd like to bring on a very, very special lady and a good friend, Emmylou Harris.
All right.
Road with me. I'm gonna try.
Here I go once again with my suitcase in my hand. I'm running away down River Road. And I swear once again
never get another chance to do Summer Wages with that kind of harmony, so I'm going to seize the initiative and do it now and have the ladies join me. This is a BC tune for the BC folks tonight.
And we'll keep rolling on.
till we get to Vancouver. And the lady that I love, she's living there. It's been 6 long months and more since I've seen her. Maybe she's gambled and gone like summer wages.
Ladies,
she's on a beer pile, all down on Main Street. The dreams of the season get us spilled down on the floor. The big sand, the timber, wait there just for falling. The hookers standing watchfully, waiting by the door. I'm gonna work on those towboats, my old slippery city shoes. Boys, I swore I'd never do that again. Through the gray fog mound straits, where the cedars stand away, I'll be far and gone like summer wages.
Swing your partner now.
Their music was just so good, so exciting, so fresh. I mean, nobody ever sounded like Eamon Sullivan. Nobody. And they always picked great songs. They always came up with really good songs, unknown writers, or they wrote themselves. It set a standard, I think, for a lot of people who got into music.
Albert Lee on the guitar.
When you play against the dealer, you know that the odds won't ride with you. Never leave your woman alone. When your friends are out to steal her, she'll be gambled and gone like summer wages. Oh, she'll be gambled and gone like summer wages.
All right. Sylvia Nimmerman.
I think it was more difficult for me to work on my own than it was for Ian, because you must remember that Ian had been the host of a national television show for 5 years. And in the Ian and Sylvia context, he'd always been the lead singer, and I'd always sung the harmony. And I found myself in the awkward position of being a star without ever having fronted a group.
Well, it was pretty rough when I first got out there. I didn't have a band or anything, and they didn't accept me back there as a Westerner. They thought of me as an outsider by then. So I kind of had to start again.
By the time the 80s rolled around, my career as a solo artist was pretty firmly established. And then, of course, I had the opportunity to do Country in My Soul. And I think that's what really caused me to become interested in television as a medium. And perhaps as a second career.
In 82, just out of a gathering at the ranch one night at my place, some people asked me to sing some of the old Western folk songs that were on some of the early Ian and Sylvia albums. And I sang a few songs like Spanish is a Loving Tongue and so on. And somebody suggested doing an album. So out of that came Old Corrals and Sagebrush, which started a whole new career for me.
Mr. Murray McLaughlin, everybody.
The sun was setting in the west. The birds were singing on every tree. All nature seemed in fine order rest, but still there was no rest for me. Farewell to Nova Scotia, the sea-bound coast. Let your mountains dark and will you ever heave a sigh and a wish for me? I grieve to leave my native land. I grieve to leave my comrades all. And my aged parents who I always held so dear. And the bonny, bonny lass that I do adore. Farewell, Scotia, the sea-bound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I am far away on the briny ocean toss, will you ever heave a sigh and a wish for me? The drums do beat and the wars do alarm. The captain, he calls that I must obey. So farewell, farewell to Nova Scotia's charms. For it's early in the morning, I am far, far away.
Help us out, here we go.
Farewell to Nova Scotia.
They took a real traditional music form and they brought it uptown and made it urban. And they had this really unique kind of Appalachian country blend.
For when I am far away on the briny ocean toss, will you ever heave a sigh and a wish for me?
I have three brothers and they are dressed. Their arms are folded on their breasts.
But a poor simple sailor just like me must be tossed and driven on the dark blue sea. Farewell to Nova Scotia, the sea-bound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I am far away on the briny ocean toss, will you ever heave a sigh and a wish for me?
I moved to Los Angeles and became friendly with the writers of Darcy Farrow, and that's how I met Ian and Sylvia. So it's, you know, it's a thrill for me in a way to be able to be doing this song. It feels vaguely sacrilegious. It's like adding a third part to the Everly Brothers.
Where the walker runs down to the Carson Valley Plain, there lived a maiden, Darcy Farrow was her name. The daughter of old Dundee, and a fair one was she, and the sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the range. Her voice was sweet as the sugar candy. Her touch was as soft as a bed of goose down. Her eyes shone bright like the pretty lights that shine in the night out of Yarrington town. She was courted by young Vandermeer, and quite handsome was he, as I hear.
He brought her silver rings and lacy things, and she promised to wed before the snow fell that year. But her pony, he did stumble and she did fall. Her dying touched the hearts of us one and all. Young Dandy in his pain put a bullet through his brain, and we buried them together as the snow began to fall. They sing of Darcy Farrell where the Truckee runs through. They sing of her beauty in Virginia City too. At dusty sundown to her name they drink around. And to young Bambi, whose love was true, where the Walker runs down to the Carson Valley Plain, there lived a maiden, Darcy Farrell was her name, the daughter of old Dundee, and a fair one was she, and the sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the range.
Oh, I think I have changed a lot over this 20-year span. I'm a completely different now, but you know everybody changes as they get older. I think I'm more set in my ways all the time now, I believe.
I think that I've become a much stronger individual since Ian and I split up, but I think that's true of any relationship. When you're involved with someone else, no matter who it is, and no matter how close you are, that there's some part of yourself that you give up in order to make the relationship work.
She's a lot bossier now than she used to be. I think she sings better now than she did back then.
I would say Ian is definitely the more romantic. The kind of music that he's doing now is very much tied in with a very romantic way of life, which is the cowboy.
I think we're both pretty tough. I think we're both survivors.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart, and my pocket full of sand, I'm a long ways from home, and I miss my darling so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm struck here on the grass, where them cold winds blow. Ah, the liquor tasted good, and them women all were fast. There she goes, my friend. Ah, she's rolling.
See a silver wing on high. He's
away and westward bound. Far above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. You can jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so let this be on my way. Like you can a freight train, so let this be on my way in the early morning rain.
You might have recognized this guy, right? I guess you've recognized this gentleman.
And now he's going to do something on his own. Here's Gordon Lightfoot.
Hello. Thank you.
She's my naughty pine. She leans with the wind. She cries turpentine. Sometimes she nettles me, but I don't mind. Only now and then, when her branches bend beneath the snow. She's naughty but nice, reaching for the sky. She don't like snow or ice. To leave things as they stand is my advice. She's been good to me, so I tend to go there when I can. She's my naughty pine, such a pretty thing. She tries to be kind. She gives birds a home and shelters them. In her coat of green, she's as green as ever green can be. She's a real delight, the little breezes call to ruffle up her skin. Where the air is clear as it can be, hidden deep within, I will be her slave eternally.
He and Sylvia had been able to cross that bridge, make the bridge the gap between here and the States, and they just gave me a hand right through the door in order to do that.
She's my naughty pine, sunlight in her hair by the serpentine. Though she is independent, I don't mind standing over there, just beyond that maple on the right. She's naughty but wise, she holds her anger in. Trees are her disguise. Corns are taking root before my eyes. Find them if you can. Among her boughs she keeps them out of sight. She's my naughty pine. She leans with the wind. She cries turpentine. Sometimes she nettles me, but I don't mind. Only now and then, when her branches bend beneath the snow.
Well, speaking of memories, here's one.
Get there for the snow flies. If things are going good, you could meet me if I send you down the fair. But by then it will be winter. There ain't too much for you to do. Oh, those winds, they sure get cold way out there. Four strong winds that blow along, seven seas that drive out, all those things that don't change come what they. Seven seas that run high,
this way.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And thank you for keeping the music and the memories alive for us, too. Take care of yourself. Good night.
Good night, everybody. See you down the road.
We just tried to write songs about real things and real people. I think that's possibly why they've lasted.
I sure enjoyed hearing River Road. I really did enjoy hearing Sylvia and Amy Lou. I think that was my... Yeah, it was my favorite tonight.
I think the ones I really enjoyed were the ones that we did with the guests. It was so much fun to have those old friends on stage with us and hear those other voices doing those songs with us. That really was wonderful. I thought it sounded pretty good.
It was fun. It really was. A lot of fun.
It was amazing to look out and see all those people with tears in their eyes. I couldn't.
I thought it was better than that, actually.